Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland, so welcome back again. And the Black Sea Grain Initiative ended a few days ago, as I forecast. So President Putin had been hinting he would do so. He wanted concessions. He said that some were agreed in the previous editions of the Black Sea Grain Initiative, which has been going for over a year, about making it easy to for Russia to export its fertilizer, grain, and so forth. He wanted sanctions loosened on the Russian banking sector. Now, that tells us those sanctions in the banking sector hurt. Otherwise, that would be their key demand. President Erdogan of Turkey even claimed that Putin had told him in a private conversation that the Black Sea Grain Initiative would be extended, but it was allowed to lapse. Remember, already being extended a couple of times before. So this was a United Nations brokered agreement whereby Ukraine and Russia signed identical agreements. They didn't sign the same piece of paper, allowing for ships from neutral countries to sail through the Black Sea, to be inspected by Russia to see they weren't bringing arms to the Ukrainians, pick up grain and other foodstuff, sunflower oil and so forth from Ukraine, sail back across the Black Sea, through the Bosphorus, those are Turkish territorial waters, out of the Mediterranean and then all over the world. So Ukrainian grain was vital, and I do mean literally vital, for some of the poorest people in the world, in South Sudan, in Egypt, in Syria, and Bangladesh. Not every one of those countries is poor, by the way, but some people are, and various other countries, particularly hitting less economically developed African countries. Turkey purchased some too. So grain prices shot up 8% in one day, and that doesn't mean they're going to end there. So Russia's been particularly targeting Russian, Ukrainian grain facilities in Odessa, Chernomorsk, and the other Ukrainian ports. So warehouses, any cranes for moving whatever loads of grain onto ships and so on. And they said any ship coming to pick up Ukrainian grain will be treated as though it's bringing weaponry in for the Ukrainians, as in making it permissible to sink it. So why is Russia doing this? I suppose that they had the Black Sea Grain Initiative initially to garner some goodwill. Remember, there are up to 50 countries, mostly in the global south, that are neutral on this conflict, partly because they're purchasing Russian grain, oil, gas, or Ukrainian grain, and so on. Russia's a fairly major grain exporter as well. And Russia felt this wasn't working for them. Their war strategy is failing. They got up the ante, but it could backfire. These neutral countries could become more sympathetic to Ukraine, or they're going to go the other way. They're going to blame Ukraine and Western countries for this, which, of course, would be preposterous. There was no difficulty exporting this grain since the Second World War until Russia invaded Ukraine. Was it not for Russia's illegal war of unprovoked aggression, the Ukraine would be exporting grain no problem at all. So the Russians are doing this partly to try and choke the world economy, get Western countries to make concessions to them, maybe relax some of the sanctions, and anything else. So the economic hardship might indirectly impact Western countries. The other thing is they want to wreck the Ukrainian economy. People in wartime always try and ruin the enemy economy. They can't sustain the war effort. Well, that's what sanctions are about. And it's great as one of Ukraine's major exports. So the Ukrainian economy has cratered 30% since the beginning of the war. If you can export rather less grain than before, then it's going to be lower than that. And now, obviously, you can send some out over land by train and truck, but there isn't the capacity to send that much out of it. It's faster and cheaper to send out by sea. Now, they could send some overland to Romania and ship it out from there. I don't think the Russians will go so far as to sink shipments of Ukrainian grain sailing from Romanian ports. I could be wrong. Or indeed along the Danube, the longest river in Europe, and from there all over the world. But then it's just more a circuitous route. It's more expensive. So the European Union is already paying $6 billion a month to sustain the Ukrainian government, pay salaries, pay for essential repairs, and so on. And as Ukraine's going to have less money than before, it's going to be even more, it's going to have to be paid. On the other hand, Ukrainian farmers, well, there's no point in producing grain. They'll be able to export some of it. I don't know what percentage they'll be able to, but they'll produce less of it because it won't be able to export so much. They can be joining the army. So in a sense, that might have actually done the Ukrainian military a favor, making more people available for military service. Will this be resolved? We shall see. So it shows some sort of desperation that Russia is flailing around doing this and attacking civilian facilities. But do countries always attack civilian facilities to destroy the economy of the country in wartime? I mean, they usually do. Is it illegal? Is dubious? You know, you're not allowed to destroy civilian property unless justified by military necessity. Is this a military necessity? I would say not. Now, you know, wrecking some of the transport infrastructure, okay, these docks could be used to ship in weaponry. That's true. The roads, the railways, the bridges, the tunnels, those are all transporting troops as well as civilian traffic. So that could be deemed as a permissible military target. But a warehouse storing many grain, well, that's not true. And they've attacked Odessa three nights in a row. And they've caused a little bit of damage. They've hardly killed anybody. But it's a sign how it's not going terribly well for them. Though the Russians have successfully counterattacked near Kharkiv, gained a few kilometers. The Ukrainian counteroffensive is not going well. They've gained about 9 kilometers of their maximum point of penetration. But it could come that suddenly there's a breakthrough they're able to exploit. They've held back most of these Western-trained armored brigades for when there is that big breakthrough to funnel them through. Well, one thing about cluster bombs, as someone told me, I don't know if this is true, they're actually particularly effective at clearing minefields because they spread everywhere and they explode the mines and then it's safe to go across, except about 1% of the cluster bombs won't have exploded. They might get killed. But then again, you got to take your chances that there is war. There's no such thing as a safe war. Every battle is dangerous. What I found out the other day is especially trained rats, three times bigger than an ordinary rat, and they can be trained to clear minefields. And they do something like, 10 square meters in a minute because they can smell the explosive much faster than using metal detectors. They didn't know that. And metal detectors, you often find old tin cans and rusty nails and waste your time digging up that sort of stuff. So one of the Ukrainians could get those special rats and be trained to do that. And they've got a lifespan of about 5 years when they could be doing this work. I didn't know that lasted for so long. So I don't see this Black Sea Grain Initiative coming back for several months. There has to be major pressure on Russia. Maybe there have to be some serious concessions. It'd be a big thing to back down from this. And Putin has now said he's not going to go to the BRICS summit, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa summit, taking place in South Africa this month. Remember, the International Criminal Court issued a warrant for his arrest for the mass abduction of children from Ukraine into Russia. Now, of course, South Africa has signed and ratified the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, so be legally obliged to apprehend him. I don't think they would if he went. But is there a slight chance? I guess that's why Putin's not staying away. It might also be related to ending this Black Sea Grain Initiative, because he's going to reduce some impecunious people to malnutrition, if not actual starvation, people who are not even Ukrainian. So he might get a rather frosty reception from some people in South Africa. I don't think it impacts South Africa too badly, but some of the African brothers and sisters in other countries, they are going to be severely impacted by this. Anyway, so thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. I urgently need your donations to keep the channel going. And tell me what you want to know about my news and views about what's going on around the world. Had a request to do a report on the current affairs of Singapore, and I think I shall do that ere long. All right, hope you're enjoying the poesy. Toodaloo.